This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours, but none of ours.
You never know. Buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: my boss wants to whip me. Again, a disclaimer, if you have young children anywhere around you, you do not want them to hear this letter, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, it says, I'm a 31-year-old single black man, and about 2 months ago, I was not ready to settle down yet, so I was mingling and dating. After countless failures with meeting women, I finally came across a much older woman who was on the same page that I was on. She only wanted sex, and that's it. She invited me to her house one evening, and from the moment I got there, it started getting heated. We were kissing and grinding on her sofa, and as it was about to go down, she left me on the sofa and went upstairs to her room, and she told me to give her 10 minutes. So I undressed and went upstairs, and it was pitch black. She told me where to go, and I followed her voice into a room where all I heard was jingling keys and metal clinging and something that sounded like a towel was hitting a mattress. The noises stopped suddenly, and she said, I got something for you, baby. And the lights came on. There were four adult toys of different shapes and sizes, and she was wearing a dog collar with a lot of gold chains hanging from it. I looked over in the corner, and there was a huge dog cage on a platform. She took off her lingerie, and I stood there in disbelief. I asked where the dog was because I don't like dogs. She pulled out a belt and told me to get in the cage while she whipped me several times on my bare behind. I turned and ran so fast that I almost fell down the stairs in the dark. I ended up leaving my hat and my shirt, but I left with my dignity. Did you now? Wow. What I failed to mention is that she's my direct supervisor, and she's very unhappy with how I left. She's giving me major attitude because she wants a do-over. I really need my job. So how do I fix this without getting whipped? What? What is
There's
going
some
on
wild people out there, man.
With your boss. You conveniently left out the fact that this woman was your boss. You conveniently left that out until the very last part of the letter. And that's because you probably knew we were going to tell you this was a very stupid move on your part. But I do have to tell you this. I'm glad you got out. I'm glad you survived it, even though you almost fell down the stairs in the pitch black. You said you guys talked about this beforehand, and you guys were on the same page. I don't think so. I don't think you're on the same page at all. You got to get out of there. Either you're going to have to transfer to a different department, or you're going to have to get another job somewhere else. You should be interviewing and doing all that you can do to make that happen right now. And no matter how bad her attitude is, she is your boss, and you said she's giving you major attitude. Whatever you do, there are no do-overs. Do not go back to that lady's house, okay? Next time, she might tell you to get in the cage, lock you up with those jingling keys you heard in the the dark. Her kind of freakiness is a little different. And you could really get hurt with all the whipping and stuff. And this is just too crazy. Stay away from her. Do your job until you leave. And then when you get out of there, don't look back. But please get out and get out now. Steve?
This is one of those letters where I'm going to use as a teaching moment.
Oh, I can't wait.
A lot of young brothers listening to this show. Uncle Steve is going to walk you through some things that you need to know when faced with anything similar to this. Let's go. Now, he starts off by telling us who he is. He's a 31-year-old single black man. And he said, very confusingly, about 2 months ago, I was not ready to settle down yet. I don't know where that came from, because this whole letter has nothing about you wanting a commitment of any kind. So you just telling us a story. You're 31 years old and you single, ready to mingle. That's what you should have said. So I was mingling and dating. That's all you had to say, dog. After countless failures with meeting women, no, they weren't. They weren't countless failures. You're not looking for a commitment. So anytime relations fail, it's what you weren't committed to anyway. After countless failures, well, you didn't want no successes. You was just dating and mingling. So let's just stay honest, brothers. I finally came across a much older woman who was on the same page that I was on. She only wanted sex and that's it. She invited me to her house one evening, and from the moment I got there, it started getting heated. We was kissing and grinding on the sofa. It was about to go down. She left me on the sofa. Here's the key. She left me on the sofa and went upstairs to her room, and she told me to give her 10 minutes. But nah, your ass didn't listen. Your stupid ass right after that said, so I undressed and went upstairs, and it was pitch black. Boy, you got naked too early.
All right, hold that thought right there.
Boy,
right there.
We've all
we'll
done
have
it.
Part two.
We've
yeah,
all
we'll have part
stairs.
Two.
I know, Tommy, I know.
We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my boss wants to whip me. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
on, Steve. Let's recap this letter. The subject is, please, there is a disclaimer with this letter if you have small children. My boss wants to whip me.
This 31-year-old young man is very confused about what he wants and what he's expecting out of the results from what he's actually doing. He's dating and mingling around. He's serious. He don't want to settle down. So now he's saying he's been meeting women, dating, and all failure after failure. Because you don't want nothing. And it just proves that you don't want nothing because you said right after this, after countless failures in meeting women, I finally came across a much older woman who was on the same page that I was on. She only wanted sex, and that's it. See, boy, you've been wanting to get in relationships with women that only want sex, and that's it. And then when it don't work out, you consider that a failure. Everybody don't want to sign up for this foolishness. Ah, but you done find this old ass lady, though. Ain't got no problem with it. So you meet her, y'all on the same page, invite you to a house. Soon as you got there, you grinding on the couch. It's hot, heated. It done got good, boy. She left you on the sofa, went upstairs to her room and told you to give her 10 minutes. Yo, jumpy ass, can't wait 10 minutes. Why? Because you young. After she said give her 2 minutes, your reaction was, so I undressed and went upstairs and it was pitch black. What is your ass up here for? She said 10 minutes. You up there too damn early and you're naked and took your clothes off too damn fast and then went upstairs and left your clothes downstairs. How stupid is your ass? Don't ever have your clothes somewhere you can't reach them.
That's the lesson.
Rude, there's so many lessons in this letter. Then I'm dressed and went upstairs. It was pitch black. It's because you're too damn early. She said 10 minutes. She ain't set up yet.
No light on.
She told me where to go, and I followed her voice into a room right here. Never be naked in the dark following voices. Stupid.
What is that?
I'm following the voice into a room where all I heard was jingling keys and metal clinging and something that sounded like a towel hitting the mattress. What? And you kept walking towards the jingling and the towel hitting the mattress and your ass naked and can't see? Do you understand how stupid you are? The noises stopped suddenly, and she said, I got something for you, baby. And then the lights came on.
Dun, dun, dun.
There was 4 adult toys of different shapes and sizes, and she was wearing a dog collar with a lot of gold chains hanging from it. I looked over in the corner, and there was a huge dog cage on the platform. See, I would have missed all this.
Why?
Because I'm old. First of all she'd have heard was from me downstairs. You ready? Been about 12 minutes now. What you doing? But all this because of the unknown, I have my damn clothes on. Just in case she say something crazy from upstairs, I can get on out the house downstairs and never speak to her ass again. But no, you ass naked upstairs.
School them, Steve.
Nah, she cut the light on. You look over in the corner, it's a huge dog cage on the platform. On a platform? What the hell is dog cage doing up on the platform? She took off her lingerie and I stood there in disbelief. Probably cause you naked.
No, you're naked.
I asked where the dog was because I don't like dogs. See right there? Your black ass upstairs with a potential German Shepherd somewhere, Robert. So now you in the cage, you looking over there in the cage, you don't like dogs, potential German Shepherd, Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Could be in the room, but now you can, and now you in that ass naked. Now the reason this ain't working out for you, fool, because your ass is naked. See, getting whipped and asked to get in the cage is different when you fully clothed. Mm-hmm. But now you naked and your clothes are downstairs. And the reason she can whip you across your ass is because you naked.
It's out.
I turned and ran so fast, I almost fell down the steps in the dark. Cause you're slipping on them carpet. Cause your clothes is downstairs. I ended up leaving my hat and shirt cause you couldn't find them. Cause you got to keep your clothes where you can see them and reach them. Now you done left your cat, you done left your hat and your damn shirt. All that's DNA. Your dumb ass could be in a crime scene. You on 48 hours and don't even know it. Because you done left your ignorant ass clothes downstairs. Yeah. Upset about really to get body whipped. Now come to find out this your boss. She want a do-over. Now she got attitude.
No do-over.
When I come back, I'm just going to give you 10 seconds of what your solution is for this. Stupid ass upstairs naked. Anybody told you to come up there yet?
We'll be back right after.
Well, you're an employee is what this is.
All right, Steve, right before we get to sports talk, you had a couple of more suggestions.
Let me just close out. This man had been upstairs naked with it, found out who was his boss, and she was whipping him while he was naked, told him to get in this big dog cage. And now he back at work, and the boss got an attitude because she wants a do-over. He really need his job, and he don't know how to handle this situation. So now let me explain something to you, young boy. You're going to have to give her a do-over.
Oh, no.
If you want to keep your job.
No.
Y'all shut up. You shut up. Shirley,
no.
You answered your letter. He 31. He can handle this.
Go back in there, dog.
No, he can't.
No, he don't go back in there. He got to get a do-over. He got to control this situation. The do-over is at a hotel.
Okay. Not that house.
Can't bring all these big-ass dog cages through that lobby. All these platforms and stuff. You gonna get your do-over is at the hotel. And tell her you bringing your own trunk of toys. Okay. And ain't gonna be no four adult toys of different sizes, cause you gonna end up wearing something if you ain't careful. Now coming out with a velvet rope, some fuzzy handcuffs that don't click, a feather tickler that don't do no damage, that you can't push nothing. See, you gotta have your little sex toys had to have control on it.
Yeah.
And you can't have nothing in here with a battery on it.
Why?
Because that has switches with levels on it. That'll get out of control.
Yeah.
Anything on high is going to be shocking to your ass. Can't let nothing have a switch on it that can go to high. High is dangerous. Okay. That's all I want. Yes, Carla.
Question. What if on this do-over, she doesn't like it because she's still his supervisor?
Yeah,
so now what happened?
You just didn't like it. I ain't who you thought I was. You done seen me run out of this house once before. You already know I ain't up to who you thought I was.
Yeah.
I'm scared of dogs. You got a dog cage. Then we're going to have a do-over, but I got a hotel. And I have everything in there. Now, you can come in there. You have attitude sex. That's all right. Yeah. I've had that before. This ain't what I wanted. Well, you know, this is all I got.
Is this just one time we do this duo and then that's it? Am I out?
Well, if you do it and you don't do it well, she ain't going to want to have nothing else to do with you, but at least you'll keep your job.
Favorite letter of all time.
It's hard to make naked decisions, though. It's hard.
He was right. He was schooling him.
He left with his dignity. No,
I'm telling
didn't.
You. Nothing. With a battery and a switch.
He said he came because
things can get out of hand.
Low, medium, and high. Because when you get caught
up. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up top of the hour right after this.
Hi, this is Felicia Rashad, and you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.